Live for the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Dewey. God bless America. Thank you for being here. It's Tuesday, January the 26th, 2021. This is the Steve Gerber Show, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, somewhere in Michigan, there's a lottery ticket that's worth $557 million after taxes. So far, no one stepped up to say, hey, I got the big winner. But if you do, and if you want to defend freedom of speech for a few decades, call me. I have ideas. Number two, President Biden's claim that he is a champion for the working man falling apart, with tens of thousands of union jobs getting axed in just his first few hours on the job. More jobs in blue states like New Mexico and Colorado also in jeopardy. Number one, the money is spewing from every crack in D.C. these days. Bernie Sanders says he will ram through the $1.9 trillion COVID stimulus plan, the latest COVID stimulus plan, I should say. That'll bring to near $6 trillion the amount spent on the pandemic. And Sanders says that he can do it without one Republican vote by using an old parliamentary trick of reconciliation, something that was never even tried until 2010 when they used it to ram through Obamacare. What a disaster that was. And the newest wish list, if you didn't hear in hour number one, brand new cars for everyone, but they have to be electric. Plus, every school in America needs new ventilation systems. You know, if old Joe has his way, soon we'll be just like Beijing, riding bicycles everywhere, free and happy. Well, and bicycles, not free and not really happy, but like Beijing, you could have that going for you with old Joe Biden as president. And I'll get to all that, but first I want to have a little bit of fun. All right, I'm going to have a little bit of fun. The president has opened the office of the former president now in Florida to keep up the MAGA movement. The America First movement will live on. Only took a few days, and there it is. He knows this wretched impeachment attempt will be a joke, led by Patrick Leahy, by the way, the longtime Democrat senator from Vermont who hates Trump, who said on January 6th he should be impeached for it. And now he's going to run the trial. That seems fair. That should be all right. Meanwhile, a staunch supporter of the president, a woman who should give master classes in how to conduct yourself in front of the camera with a hostile media, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, well, she's thrown her hat in the ring to become the next governor in the state of Arkansas. Listen to this. Bite 7.
The radical left solution is to impose government control and censorship from the top down. But their socialism and cancel culture will not heal America. It will only further divide and destroy us. Everything we love about America is at stake.
And while we're having fun, by the way, she's right. Everything we love about America is at stake. I would give her the odds on to be the next governor of Arkansas. Her father was governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, of course. He ran for president, one of the first supporters of President Trump, has been a staunch supporter ever since. Sarah Huckabee Sanders should be good for that state, good for America. Good to have her on the national stage, I believe. Now, while we're having fun, let's go to somebody who is not quite as good as Sarah Huckabee Sanders was at the job. In fact, wretched at the job. Jen Psaki, she flounders like a boat filled with salt water when she's out there taking questions. Hopeless. How about even a softball question about China? Can't even answer a softball question. You know, what's Joe Biden doing about China? Well, number six, go ahead and roll that one, please.
That we're going to undertake as it relates to a range of our, a range of regulatory actions and a range of relationships with companies as it relates to Chinese investment and other issues as well. Those complex reviews are just starting. And as I noted, they will need to go through the interagency. So the State Department, the Treasury Department, a number of others who will review how we move forward. We're starting from an approach of patience as it relates to our relationship with China. So that means we're going to have consultations with our allies. We're going to have consultations with Democrats and Republicans, and we're going to allow the interagency process to work its way through to review and assess how we should move forward with our relationship.
What did she say? Nothing. Nothing at all. If it were a drinking game, and you had to drink every time she said, you'd be hammered in 50 seconds. Hammered. You couldn't possibly keep up. College kids would run crying. Well, let me start over. Nice job, Jen. Very coherent. Really well done. And what's funny about that is that I've listened to some members of the legacy media, the mainstream media, say, she's doing such a wonderful job. No, she's lousy. Be honest. She is terrible. She's wretched at the job. She might be a lovely individual, but she's wretched at the job of being the White House press secretary. She's terrible. In fact, I dare say she's worse than Sean Spicer. Sean had challenges, but he wasn't fumbling on softball questions. Good Lord, it's an embarrassment. Anyhow, there is one Democrat that seems to be on the ball. We've talked about her before in the last couple of days, Tulsi Gabbard. And Tulsi Gabbard has a problem with the fact that the National Guard is going to stay in D.C. Did you know this? 25,000 National Guard troops went to Washington, D.C., where the Capitol was lined with fences, and it looked a lot like a Banana Republic election. Well, apparently, thousands of troops are going to be ordered to stay in the capital city until at least the end of March. Why? Nobody really knows. To guard against the impeachment trial? Nobody cares about that. Nobody takes it seriously except stooges on the far left. It's an embarrassment for the Democrats to be pursuing the impeachment fiasco. Patrick Leahy in charge of it? Utter joke. They know that. So do we. People that voted for Joe Biden to get something done about the pandemic and jobs and so forth must be scratching their heads going, what the hell are we doing here? Why are we wasting our time on this? Donald Trump is out of office. Move on. But they're not getting there. Meanwhile, keeping all of these troops in Washington as a prop for Joe Biden looks a lot like martial law. Remember, Donald Trump was going to be the guy to bring martial law to America. Would never leave the White House. They'd have to drag him out. Put him in jail and all that nonsense, right? Listen to Bite 8 from Tulsi Gabbard. She makes good sense. Bite 8, go.
The officials in Washington are saying that they plan to keep an enduring presence of thousands of National Guard troops in our nation's capital. I haven't seen the justification of that, but again, it just reinforces my concern about what is the message that they are sending to the American people. What is it that they are trying to accomplish now by creating an enduring presence? That sounds a lot like a lot of the stuff that we've seen happen overseas.
It does. And what is the message? Intimidation? Don't you dare come into the capital city for a redress of grievances? Your permit to protest denied? Does seem unusual that states would allow their National Guards to be left in Washington for an indeterminate period of time. Anyhow, 14 after here on this Tuesday. When we come back, we're going to have Agnapudi here to talk more about, should we mask our children? Anthony Fauci says double mask. We'll be right back.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.